Welcome back to AM 1330, FM 94.1. It's time for our Monmouth McDonald's Coach's Corner. It is Wednesday morning, so we're speaking with Monmouth Roseville Titan girls basketball head coach Jim Cole. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Sean. Thank you.
You bet. How'd your holiday go?
It was awesome. Lots of turkey and lots of food and some, you know, good time with the family, so enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll talk about the family a little bit. Drew Cole, your son is a graduate assistant basketball coach at Austin Peay. How did his holiday weekend go?
He, you know what, he probably had a little better than one that we did. They took off on Thanksgiving morning and drove, you know, down to Florida. They stopped on the way down, had a little Thanksgiving dinner, and then they went down to Florida and played a couple games down in Florida over Christmas or over Thanksgiving break, and then headed back. So didn't get a chance to see him, which, you know, it's not a, you know, not a good thing. You miss your family at Thanksgiving time, but, you know, he's chasing his dream and enjoying it and having a good time doing it. So it's probably a little warmer where he was at than where we were at. So
I keep up with him on social media. He's loving it.
Definitely so. I mean, he's learning a lot and getting to see a lot, and it's a little different world, you know, at Division One than it is in high school or even Division Three where he was at last year. So it's a lot of work, a lot of work. So, but he's enjoying it and really having a good time doing it.
Good, good. And I got a chance to see you and Eric on Thanksgiving Eve, and Eric is doing great as well.
She is. I mean, it's, you know, it's her last year of school here, and you know, she's doing a great, and nothing better than come home and see that smile, and you know, like you said, we've seen you at Thanksgiving Eve there, and it's what the family's about.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk some Titan girls basketball. No game since we talked to you last Wednesday, but a lot of practice. How's things been going?
It's going well. We had really good practice last night and the night before. Getting after it, you know, picking up on some things that we feel we need to work on. You know, we're trying to improve our shooting percentage inside and just doing a lot of things. Just trying to get better, and we got a big stretch of games coming up here, so just trying to improve for those.
Yeah, 4-1 overall, 1-0 in the West Central Conference with the win over West Hancock the game before we talked to you last, and then another big one tomorrow night. Illini West, usually a pretty traditionally strong girls basketball program and also a West Central Conference foe. What do you know about the Chargers?
They returned three players from last year's team that, you know, got a lot of minutes. The Clampett girl is probably, you know, she's probably their best player, a very good basketball player. You know, they always play hard for Grant down there. And obviously going down to Illini West is always a treat. You know, they carry a pretty good fan base. Their boys get out and support their girls. And, you know, we talked a little bit about it last night about how, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere to play in. You know, sometimes people complain about you know, what the other fans are doing. But as a basketball coach, you kind of take that in and say, this is an opportunity for us to play, you know, and under some circumstances that you normally wouldn't play under, and you know, to be able to get better from it and enjoy it and have fun with it. So, you know, they're probably three or four deep. Like I said, very good player in the Clampett girl, and the pressure that they bring, you know, that's what we're going to have to handle.
And Saturday, little non-conference, stepping out of non-conference play against Wethersfield, another good ball club, had a nice game at in Kewaunee last year with Wethersfield. We'll have Saturday's game on the radio, so it's our first chance to catch the girls on the air. What do you know about the Flying Geese?
They're extremely athletic. You know, sometimes you can watch and see how far their volleyball teams go and know kind of the athleticism that they have. They're returning, you know, several people from last year's team, and you know, they're probably hitting their stride a little bit now. You know, I'm sure early on, with as deep as they went with volleyball, they probably struggled a little bit early on. But you know, they're always a very athletic team, and you know, we hope to. That's what we want. We want to compete against that. So, they'll shoot the ball well from the outside. We're just going to have to defend against them on Saturday and see how it comes out.
And then another non-conference toughie on Monday night, home against Havana. That is a very good, strong program to finish off this three-game stand or three-game stretch of games. How about the Ducks?
We picked them up to kind of strengthen our schedule to kind of prepare us more for the playoff run at the end and regionals and such as that. So, this is going to give us a lot of information here in the next three games on where we stand and what we need to do. So, like I said, traditionally Havana's been a very good team. We went down there last year, played them pretty close on their home floor. Our first soft girls actually even get down by 12 and come back and won the game last year. So, it's going to be very competitive, and that's kind of what we want right now. We want to be in those games and find out where we're at so we can, change some things if we need to and move on to improve.
Let's talk a little bit about the JV before you let you go. They haven't had a whole lot of games in since they don't play the Thanksgiving tournament, but what are you seeing out of your JV group?
We have a strong freshman class. We only have two sophomores. And, they go with me a lot, and we carry them on our varsity squad. Carly Gillen's a freshman that's also playing varsity. And, when that group plays together, they could be very good. It's just they get out, they run, they can score. You got Cameron Jones, Mackenzie Connell that both play a little bit for us, that get some time with us. And then you got a very strong freshman group with Camilla Bethel comes in who the girl just loves basketball. Lily Cundiff's a great shooter. We got a great group of girls that want to play. And when we had all of our workouts all summer long, we had probably seven or eight freshmen were there every single night. So it's a group of girls that we were counting on to help improve the program. And they've been hard at it this year.
Good. Now, do we play a freshman schedule? Because I know there's other schools that really suffer at this freshman level.
We do have a freshman schedule. We start off with about 10 to 12 games scheduled. And like you said, there's several that do not have freshman programs. So they start kind of dropping off a little bit. So we'll probably end up playing about five or six games at the freshman level. But these girls are going to see a ton of time. We only have two sophomores, so the freshmen are going to see a lot of JV action and then also those five or six freshman games. So, it's a good deal for them because they get to improve a lot, and hopefully we can use them in the next couple of years.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck tomorrow night in the West Central Conference matchup with Illini West, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot, Sean. We appreciate it, and looking forward to you guys covering us. We kind of miss seeing you at games, and our fans miss listening to you. So it'd be a good deal that you're there Saturday, and look forward to that.
All right. Head Coach Jim Cole with the Monmouth Roseville Titan Girls Basketball Program right here on AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRM.